if I'm merciless in my love.
Oh, yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Even if you don't think you deserve it, and even if you don't think I'm sincere. Are you still willing to have it?
Yes.
Would you like good things to come to you despite your crappy thoughts?
Yes.
Well, okay, you're in the right place. You want to be right more than you want to be happy, you're in the wrong place. So I'd like to start this off with a song that I think is just really uplifting. It's really cool. And if you can, I'd like to ask you to try to listen to the lyrics. And if you close your eyes and just take a trip on your own, I think you'll really get a kick out of it. I'm going to attempt to give you the best I have to give right now.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
God calls.
Yeah.
God calls, I'm leaving.
We all go with you.
We don't have no choice. We're stuck with each other forever. That's why we gotta learn how to love each other.
Yeah.
Now just breathe, relax. And picture that we're like on this train that's taking off from the station.
Silence, there's a voice.
We're going to be on page 380. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's Cynthia James over there at Mile High Church.
Oh.
Great voice.
Yes.
I love the funky. I love the funky. By all means, I love it. By no means. But I want you blocked out. We're going to do a section that's called A Little Willingness. And one of the words that the Holy Spirit, the course gives for happiness or happy is holy. So when it says holy, it's talking about happy. I want to invite you to take advantage of my 25 years of obsession and teaching this, and just let me help save you some time. Even though I'd love for you to really do a lot of reading and studying on your own, but if you want to be happy, if you want to have a happy instant, it's the result of your determination to be happy. You're only as happy as you're determined to be. You're only as happy as you're determined to be. And before your happiness can come, you have to have two things. You have to have the desire for it, and you have to have the willingness for it. So in the Course in Miracles terminology, desire means willingness. If I desire you, I'm willing with you. And some people, you meet them, you have so much willingness, you don't know what to do. Don't you love it when you feel like that?
Yes.
You know, you're just so willing. Whatever you want to do, I'm willing. We call it, I desire you. I desire it. So how do we prepare our minds to receive what we want? How do we prepare our minds to receive our happiness? Okay, the Course says you prepare your mind for it, only to the extent of recognizing that you want it above all else. So the way you prepare your mind to have what you want is to want it above all else. You have to want your peace and your happiness above all else. All else. All else. All else.
Okay.
What does all else mean? All else. I gotta want my happiness above everything else in this world to have it. How many people do you know that say something like, I want your happiness above all else? Most people think that that's what they want. Talk to the average person, they'll say stuff like, you know, I really want my partner, my friend, my wife, I really want them to be happy, even more than I want to be happy. You hear that a lot when people say that in the regular world. Everybody heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they almost feel like something is wrong with saying you want to be happy.
Yeah.
So they got to always go, well, you know, I want to be happy, but I want everybody else to be happy first, you know. And the Course says something very radical. That if you want to be happy, you have to want your happiness above all else. It's how you prepare your mind for it. And it's not necessary that you do more than want it above all else. The Course saying us wanting what's best for us above everything else, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else for you to do.
Yeah.
He says, as a matter of fact, what we need to recognize is you can't do more. You cannot really do more than want it above all else. So, it's your Creator that creates it. And it's your Creator that gives it to you. So the Course says, do not attempt to give the Holy Spirit, which is the Creator in you, what the Creator in you doesn't ask. Because every time you try to tell the Creator what to do, you're adding your fears to the Creator, and you are confusing the two. Every time you think you got to do a whole lot, that's your ego. Every time you think you got to tell the Creator what to do, that's your ego. That's fear. So then it says, let me get this straight. Your Creator asks but little. it's your creator that adds the greatness. It's the creator that adds the might. You don't add the greatness. You don't add the might. What is my job? My job is to want it above all else. How do I want it above all else? I have to have the desire and the willingness to let it come to me. If you want somebody in your life right now, you have to develop the desire and the willingness to let it come to you. The people who want you are generally more cooperative. I noticed that about them. The people that I want, that I pursue, they tend to have the most conditions for my love. But you've already given your power away. They know they kind of got you, so they can kind of dangle you on the string for a little while. Come up with all those things you got to do before they'll love you. You got to do this, you got to do that. Got all those rules. Nobody loves you guys, all those rules. You don't need no rules when you love each other. Rules are for people who are afraid and don't know how to treat each other. So they have to have some kind of exterior discipline in order to do right. Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
But isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
The further you are from love, the more rules you got. Because when you love, you're not going to do anything to harm each other anyway. You don't have any kind of desire to harm each other. And you don't need nobody to tell you not to hurt somebody you love. You don't need a law not to hit somebody upside the head you love. The reason why so much crime is that we're strangers to each other. We don't know who we are. You can always hit a stranger. Deep. Okay, let's go deeper. Then the course says that your creator joins with you to make the happy instant far greater than you can understand. It's your realization that you need do so little that enables God to give so much. I would say, okay, what will allow the universe to give me a lot? What is it that would cause the universe to give me a lot? What would cause the universe to give me a lot is for me to realize that I need do so little. Until I realize there's not a lot for me to do, the universe can't give me a lot. Until you realize there's not a lot for you to do, the universe can't give you a lot. Because it's the universe that really adds the greatness and the might to your gift. You don't really know how to have it or you wouldn't be asking for it. So when you come up with your plan for how to have it, you're adding fear to it. And so what you're supposed to be really focusing on is wanting what you want above all else and developing your willingness to have it. Your job is to develop your willingness to have that which is being created for you by God, instead of you thinking that you're the one that's supposed to make it happen. The ego hates stuff like this. The planner in us hates stuff like this. The part of us that wants to be in charge, the part of us that wants to be number one, the part of us that wants to believe it knows something, hates to hear some stuff like that. Don't you dare tell me, I need to realize I need to do so little in order to have a lot. Don't you dare tell me that I should be wanting my happiness above everything else, if that's how I prepare my mind for it. That if I want something, I have to want it 100%. If I want something, I have to be willing and desiring to receive it. If I want something, I've got to be willing to give it up to the part of me that knows how to give it to it. And in the meantime, while it's creating it, I am developing my ability to receive it so that when it comes, I won't sabotage it or walk away from it or miss it. You don't know how many wonderful people have been in your life that would have been perfect, incredible experiences and relationships for you if you didn't love yourself enough to even recognize they were in front of your face. God, I love the fact that I'm turning invisible in the world. When I'm out in the world, I'm invisible, except to cool people. I'm liking this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like pretty much if I'm out in the general public, nobody never ever notices me because I'm too peaceful to attract their attention. Yeah, some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. People who love conflict and drama are not attracted to peaceful people. As a matter of fact, they see peaceful people as the devil in an angel's cloak. So I actually become more suspect than anybody. It's weird. I watch myself be demonized without doing anything other than being loving. So, and if I didn't know I was loving, then I could be sucked into that and somehow doubt my own value because it looked like people around me don't value me. But since I know who I am, I know it's their problem and not mine. So I don't even get sucked into the trying to change myself so that they'll like me. If they would change their mind, they would like me. So I'm gonna let you do the work. Because I'm already cool. See what I mean? Okay, so before I go to the next paragraph, is there any question or comment or a statement that you're pretending is a question? Anybody? It's cool. I'll only take about 5 minutes for that. Because I love to answer questions.
I think 5 seconds might be enough. Nobody's saying a word.
What was one of the coolest things that you heard in that paragraph?
That I have to do nothing to get a little to do to get a lot.
And what is it that you need to do?
Nothing.
Be willing.
That's right. Develop the willingness and the desire. Which really is a nothing if you're really going after what you want. If you're really going after what you want, what kind of effort is it in having the desire and the willingness for it? You only have to force yourself to do the things you don't really want to do. You never have to force yourself to do what you want to do. And that's why people are under so much strain. It's because what they're doing is opposite from what they want to do. And the Course says whenever you're behaving as you think you should without really wanting to, then it produces a lot of strain. And then you start to feel like people are coercing you, and then you get mad and go off. But people are going off because they are, it's funny, people are going off because they won't make up their mind to do what they really want to do. So all day long they're doing what they don't want to do and then blaming everybody else around them for that. And then when the person already mad from doing what they don't want to do all day, so when you say something to them, they go off. Because they're already mad as they can be at themselves for even doing what they don't want to do all day because they don't believe in themselves enough to have what they want. So the mere fact that they're doing what they don't want to do all day is the proof that they don't believe in themselves being, flashed back in their face all day. And we wonder why we go off and have road rage.
You know, you once said that our happiness is our greatest enemy.
Yeah. I would love it if you would preface that with my interpretation of what you said was. Sometimes the scariest stuff comes out of people's mouths when they tell me what I see. Earl, now when you said that if you would be a serial murderer, you'd learn good things. I was like, I've heard wild things.
But, yes.
Go on. Understanding.
Okay.
My interpretation.
All right.
Of something you said in class once, which you attributed to the Course. And the gist of that was that happiness is our greatest enemy.
I would say happiness would be the greatest enemy of the ego.
Okay.
Happiness is not your greatest enemy, but happiness is it's the greatest enemy of the part of you that believes you're no good, guilty, and lousy, and don't deserve to have nothing. Because if you're no good, lousy, insecure, and don't deserve to have nothing, you certainly don't deserve a flat screen TV. You don't deserve happiness if you are a person who believes that by punishing yourself, you're going to allow yourself to pay your debt for what you've done. So if you're that kind of person, then happiness is your enemy, because happiness would be giving you something that you don't think you need, because what you need is punishment, not happiness. Happiness would be letting you get away with something that you know you did. So a person who doesn't love themselves, when they're presented with happiness, don't think they deserve it, because it's almost like they're getting away with something that they've done. So even if they let themselves have it, they make sure they punish themselves as soon as possible.
Right.
So they have a tendency to always pay for a pleasure with a pain.
That means as soon as they let something good happen, they always create something for themselves right after that that is not so much fun. So if you notice that about yourself, every time you let yourself have a good time and draw something, you notice there's some kind of little catastrophe that happens later. That's just your way of paying for the happiness you just had illegitimately. In other words, some happiness came to you that you don't believe you deserve to have. So now you have to pay for it by punishing yourself afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that you will be have a slate clean, so that when the next thing comes, you can let it in because you paid your debt. All right. Okay, let me go on. This next paragraph is even deeper than the other one. It says, trust not your good intentions. But is it that we're not supposed to trust in another person? Their good intentions. A lot of horrible stuff that happened to people as a result of other people's good intentions. So whatever you do, don't trust your good intentions. Because your good intentions aren't enough. Haven't you noticed? I have this good intention to lose weight. I haven't lost any. I have this good intention to increase my income. I haven't increased. I got this good intention to have. We all got these good intentions, but the Course says don't trust your good intentions because they're not good enough. Your good intentions are not good enough, but you need to trust implicitly your willingness. Trust your willingness, not your good intentions. Whatever else may enter your mind, trust your willingness to have it. Don't trust your good intentions. Trust your willingness to have it. Don't trust your good intentions. Trust your willingness to have it. Most people are putting they're trying to trust their good intention. Can I trust your good intention? That's the main thing. Can I believe what you say? Can I trust your good intention? And the Course in Miracles is saying to us, no, don't spend all day trying to figure out if you can trust good intentions. What you want to do is trust your willingness to have it. Put your trust. To me, it's easier for me to put my trust in my willingness to have it than it is to put my trust in good intentions. What about y'all? If you think about it just for a minute, isn't it easier for you to trust that you have a willingness to have something, that you really want to have it, than it is for you to trust good intentions? So the Course in Miracles is saying, don't trust good intentions. Trust your willingness to have your happiness. Don't trust your intention to be happy. Trust your willingness to be happy.
Isn't intention kind of like the willingness? Sort of like an intermediate step you don't need.
It's like intention is like something that I intend to do, but I'm not doing. So that's true too. What you're saying is true too. And then it's like, how many times has somebody showed up in your life that might have been a really cool person or a really cool situation, but you could not trust their intentions? And therefore you didn't feel safe in that situation because you couldn't trust your intentions. What you're supposed to trust is your willingness to be happy with that person. What you're supposed to trust is your willingness to have peace with that person. Instead of spending all your time trying to see if you can trust their intentions, trust your willingness to have peace. Pardon me. I want you to just concentrate on your willingness and don't be disturbed that shadows surround your willingness. Don't be upset just because you have some doubts about your willingness. Stop being upset because you have some doubts about your willingness. Stop being upset because you have some doubts about your willingness. Stop being upset because you have some doubts about your willingness. Concentrate on your willingness and don't get upset because you don't feel 100% willing. Concentrate on your willingness without being upset because you don't seem like you have a whole lot of faith. Concentrate on your willingness rather than the idea that you hold the priest. Concentrate on your willingness rather than the fact that you may not have as much faith as you think you should have. Concentrate on your willingness. Don't be disturbed just because you can't do it 100% yet, and you're not the most loving person in the world yet, and you're not the most trusting person in the world yet, and you're not the most peaceful person in the world yet. Be not disturbed that you have shadows around your willingness.
Thank you. That is so beautiful.
That's why you came.
Yeah.
If you could come without your doubts, you wouldn't need the holy instant. You wouldn't need God. You wouldn't need the happiness. If you could come without it, why would you need it? That's why I'm here. Because I have a lot of doubt and a lot of fear. And I'm not really sure about this. And I don't know who I can really trust. I don't really trust myself. Let alone trusting everybody else. And all these times, every time I trust somebody and really give them my heart and really go for it and really try to be nice, that's when they always screw me. So, Lord, I got a lot of shadows around this willingness. But it wouldn't make no sense for me to come to my higher self. And I'm not talking about a man in the sky. I'm talking about however you relate to that idea of a power greater than you. There is a part of you that loves you more than you do. There is a part of you that loves you more than you do. There is a part of you that loves you more than you do. There is a part of you that loves you more than you do. There's a part of you that loves you more than you do. There's a part of you that loves you more than you do. There's a part of you that loves you more than you do. And there's a part of you that knows more than you do. There's a part of you that knows more than you do. There's a part of you that knows more than you do. You make the do-do. Now, right now, I would imagine that there's somebody in this room that's determined not to like me. And they're taking everything that I'm saying and they're using it as a reason not to like me. You see what I'm saying? First we make our decision about what we want to experience, and then we line up everything to according to our decision. First you make the decision not to like a person, and then all the reasons why you shouldn't like them will happen. First you make the decision not to trust, and all the things that validate that you shouldn't have trust then happen.
Yeah.
And then you get a chance to say you was right, but you don't know you right because you set up the situations that was going to make you right, even though it made you miserable. The scariest part of the spiritual path is when you get to the point that you have to be it first. Because everybody's waiting to get it after it gets given to them. That's the way most people are approaching the whole thing. As soon as you give me the love, I'll give you the love. As soon as you give me the trust, I'll give you the trust. As soon as you prove that you're trustworthy, then I'll trust you. We always wait for the other person to show us first. And then after they show us, then a lot of times that's when we think we will let ourselves show it. And of course, the miracles are saying, give what? The effect is instantaneous. As soon as you give the love, you'll receive it. Instantaneously. The way you know you haven't given it yet is you're looking to the future in order to receive it. How do you know you want something that's not real? Something that is not real is always something that you can only have in the future, but you can't have it now. And that's how you separate the unreal from the real. If it's real, you can have it now. If it's unreal, you can't. So the Course says what we do is we make up needs that we don't have and then spend all of our time pursuing them and getting upset with the people who don't help us have it. We make up what it is we think is going to make us happy, and then we assign scripts and roles to all those around us who are supposed to help us do it without asking them, and then get mad at them when they don't do it and say they don't support us and go to therapy. To forgive them. To forgive them. Isn't that hilarious? To forgive them. Because they didn't take the part you assigned to them in the script you wrote about what your life was meant to be to you. You can tell when you really get the truth because you'll be a hermit. You will be avoiding the crazy people. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be avoiding the crazy people who are well-dressed. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Cute, but crazy.
That'd be a good bumper sticker.
That'd be a nice sign for me to wear around my neck. I'm cute, but I'm crazy. Just want you to keep that in mind. If you get in a relationship with me, I'm crazy. I'm going to project on you. I'm going to blame you. I'm going to see you as responsible for my happiness. I'm going to have scripts for you. If you don't have those scripts, I'm going to withhold from you. I will give you things provided that you give me what I want equally. You can only love anybody but me, even if I'm treating you like crap. You've got to be faithful even as I torture you. I will be broke most of the time and borrowing your money. And you should. Now, if you still want to go out, and we can have some good sex sometime, if I'm not too tired. Now, based on that, will you give me your phone number? What kind of answer do you think I'd get? Well, I'd win the way it goes. If a crazy person gave me their phone number, then I know they were crazy enough to be with me. And they're accepting my rules. And they're saying, hey, I go along with those rules. I make those agreements. And then we can have a happy relationship with each other because we're keeping our crazy rules together. That's called a normal relationship. Okay. Damn, it's just 1:30.
You've been teaching for a week.
I've been teaching 3 years. Okay. No, the truth is there's nothing I love more than doing this. It's my favorite time is when I'm letting the truth come through my body, the way it comes through me. That's so much fun. I can't tell you how good that feels. When that love, I can feel the love of God come through me for you. And whatever comes through me always has an effect on me first. That's what I like about feelings. So when I open myself up to let the love come through me to you, then I'm feeling it. And it feels so good. You know what's so good about it? It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you're receiving it consciously or not. I get a chance to feel it just coming through me. Now, whether you love yourself enough to let yourself feel it, that's your responsibility. But you're being showered with love all the time. You just need to close your umbrellas. You're having a love shower right now with your umbrella up. The umbrella is called my past and what I'm upset with everybody about that I wish was different. It's my umbrella. And sometimes you get in a relationship and that's called asking somebody to hold your umbrella.
He didn't say that.
I'm channeling.
No, you're not.
I say I'm channeling. I'm not responsible for nothing I'm saying. I want to be tribal for about 2 minutes.
Cool.
Okay. Would y'all be tribal?
Yeah.
And what I like to ask you to do while we're being tribal, I think I need little bits of glass before my eyes in order to see. This is the way I fool myself. I'm thinking that I'm really God in the body just like you as I wear glasses. It's like this is our ultimate Clark Kent experience. This is us being Clark Kent. That's when we see ourselves as our human self and our little human roles. That's us being Clark Kent. This is our secret identity. And so you're like Clark Kent who forgot he was Superman. And I'm reminding you that you're Superman. A superwoman, whatever, we can't, we won't get nobody mad about that. Super person, how about that?
And I'm going to say some prosperity affirmations.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
The microphone from hell! The microphone from hell! I got the Instead of always concentrating on the destination, I want to enjoy this trip. You do not deserve happiness in the future.
No.
Happiness in the future is punishment. Never ask for happiness in the future, because every time you ask for happiness in the future, you're asking for the happiness in the not yet. It's saying, not yet. I bet you some of you right now thinking about stuff that you want to happen in the not yet. I want love in the not yet. I want my abundance in the not yet. I want a real relationship in the not yet. I want it in the future. I want it in the not yet. How about, I want all the blocks removed to my having it now.
Yeah.
I want all the blocks removed to my seeing it now. I want all the blocks removed
now.
That sounds like a lot of desire, a lot of willingness. I want all the blocks removed now. And I'm so baffled as to why it has not arrived. Just don't know why it's not here. I want all the blocks removed to my happiness
now.
If you really want to put some juice on it, go, damn it. Okay, you ready? I want the blocks removed now. One more time.
I'm drunk with power.
So I hope I don't try to pay for this later. Okay, let me go a little bit further on this. We're going to go as far as we go.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you must stop being afraid of having it. If you're afraid of a relationship, then you form a relationship with somebody that you don't have a relationship with. If you're afraid of relationships, then you form relationships with somebody you don't have a relationship with.
Yeah.
And somebody you don't have a relationship with is someone that you're always in conflict with. So you're in that relationship with the person you had in conflict with in order to avoid being in a real relationship that would really demand you be open and love.
Wow.
Because as long as the person doesn't give you the love, then you can feel safe with saying to yourself, I'm really ready for the love, but they're just not giving it to me. So I can't really open up yet. So when you're afraid to open up, you will form relationships with people that you are afraid of and in conflict with, because they don't ever make you have to step up. They're your reason why it's okay to stay closed.
Yeah.
They're your justification for not loving. And when you're afraid to love, you have to surround yourself with reasons why you can't.
Come on.
And the reasons why you can't, you give them names. Mama, daddy, husband, wife, children, dog. You know what I'm saying? When I'm afraid to love, I surround myself with people who I have a hard time loving, so that I'll never have to do the thing I fear the most, which is to love.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point in my life where I really desire and I'm willing to have love, and I want love above all else. but I can't trust my good intentions because I've always had good intentions to love and be a cool person, yeah. And it didn't turn out the way I thought it would sometimes, and I hurt myself. So I'm ready to do my part, which is to work on my lousy willingness. And I'm ready to trust my willingness to be a cool person with y'all more than the intentions that we said we have here today. That way there's nothing to forgive you for, because you didn't betray me, because I didn't try to make you agree to some rules that you didn't love me enough to not need. But if you're really scary, you honor yourself by joining with those who are willing to go in agreement with your rules. Honor yourself by joining with someone who's willing to share your rules, if that's what you need right now. Okay? You hear me?
Yeah.
So if you have a rule that, above all else, the instance in a relationship, above all else, you need monogamy,
that you must be absolutely clear that this person does not share their body with anybody but you sometimes.
Then be honest with yourself about whatever that is that you need, and then don't try to go out with polyamorous Jake. But there's an interesting thing the Course says about people who are in their separate fearful mind. The Course says that people who are in their separate fearful mind are always operating according to the rule of seek and do not find. So therefore, they would be attracted to the person just the opposite to the kind they really needed to have peace with. So you would have Miss Monogamy going out with Jake, Mr. Polyamory, and then condemning him for being polyamorous, and him condemning her for being monogamous, and both of them are innocent, but they're in a mixed marriage. It's not working. And they could even transcend those differences as soon as they trust their willingness to have peace with each other more than conflict with each other. The solution, even for them, would present itself. But they're still trying to trust each other's good intentions. Are you going to do that? Are you not going to do that? Are you going to do that? Are you not going to do that? Rather than trusting their willingness to love each other and have peace with each other and join with each other and connect with each other, they should be trusting in their willingness to go beyond the obstacle more than trying to figure out if they can trust each other to solve it. All right. So let's just do a little short meditation to bring it in right now. Just really, just for a minute. Would you be willing to tell yourself in your own mind that I really, just in your own words to yourself, I really want to be happy above all else. I really want to have peace above all else. I really want to have this problem solved above all else. Be sincere with yourself. There's nobody listening in except the entire universe. But just get real with yourself for a minute. Tell yourself, my happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. My happiness is the result of my determination to be happy. I can be happy today. 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 I can be happy now. I can be happy today. I can be happy now. I can be happy today. I can be happy now. I can be happy today. I can be happy now. I trust my willingness to 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 be happy now. Pardon me. It happens in meditation sometimes. I just get all relaxed before I know it. Okay. Take a breath. We're gonna do the love offering now. Then I got a little finale. Little finale. Look, thank you with all my heart for what you share with me financially. Appreciate your generosity with me. I do the course full time. I'm trusting I can do what I love. And so far, I can do what I love. And I want to see everybody in this room doing what they love. I would love to support you in doing what you love. If you would tell me what it is you love to do, then I'd be happy to join with you in the idea of you having it. Is that cool?
Yes.
Because the Course says it really takes two to make a decision. You and your advisor. And either you're going to go to the part of you that doesn't give you what you want, or you're going to go to the part of you that can give you the peace that you want. And you're going to make your decision with who you think you are. And if you think you're a person that doesn't deserve to receive, you're going to make all your decisions with that part of you, and it'll guarantee you don't receive what you think you want. So the Course is trying to teach us how to side with the part of us that's going to give us what we really want that's inside of us. But you have to resign as your own teacher, which you will surely do when you honestly look at the results of what you taught yourself. You'll be glad to turn it over. But some of us want to try one last time. I got my last plan. I got this one last thing that when it changes outside of myself, I'm going to be happy. I know what you're saying, Earl, but as soon as this happens, then I'm going to have it. I know it. It's just this one little thing come through, then I'll be through. When you decide on the form of what you want, you have forgotten and lost understanding of its purpose. I want to be happy. And it's got to come through you. But see, as soon as I decided on the form, then I lost my understanding of my purpose. I said I wanted to be happy. Maybe my happiness doesn't have anything to do with you. But by deciding it is you, now I've lost sight of my desire for my happiness, and it's all about you. So when you decide on the form of what you want, you might lose the understanding of your purpose, which was to have that thing come to you in the best way for it to come to you, which might not be the way you thought of. And it's a good possibility it's not the way you thought of if it hasn't happened yet. That's how you can tell. That's too obvious, isn't it? So we have to go into unconscious and say, did we ever even came here? And y'all know we do it, right?
Yeah.
You ought to come to that class. What he said? I don't know what he said, but you ought to come to the class. Some of y'all catch what I'm saying. You gotta check out this class. What did he say? I don't know, but you just need to come. You know, but when you hear, you're sure you're hearing something, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's the part of your mind that the Course is trying to give you to access all the time. Got a class at Tuesday at 12 noon that you're invited to. It's out south on South Corona. if you get Corona in Hampton, if you're interested in checking that class out, I got some flyers up here with the location. Then I have a class on Wednesday, 12 noon. Thank you. Thursday, 7 o'clock. And then our Sunday class. So we got four classes that I'm doing a week right now. You're invited to come to any of them. It's very good. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Happy.
Really? Even if someone's going to show you where you may be looking at it different from how you should be.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do a quick review, and then we're going to be able to run out the door in about 3 minutes. Is the result of your determination to be happy. Being determined to be happy is the answer. Being determined to be happy is the answer. You prepare your mind for it. You prepare your mind for it only to the extent of recognizing that you want your happiness above all else. I want my 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 happiness above, and that's peace. I want my peace above all else. I want my peace above all else. I want my peace above all else. I want my peace. What about your wealth? I want my wealth above all else. I want my wealth above all else. I want my wealth above all else. I want my wealth above all. Now, remember, you can't do more than really, really, really desire it. God didn't ask you for the way to give you that which you want. God didn't ask you for directions. God isn't asking you for directions and advice. God is not asking you how to give you what would make you happy. What you want is your higher self to join with you. Invite your higher self to join with you to make it greater than you can understand. I invite my higher self to make my life happier than I can even understand. I invite my higher self to join with me in making my life happier than I can even understand. It's your realization that you need do so little that enables God to do so much. Do not trust your good intentions. They're not enough. Trust implicitly your willingness. I trust my willingness, whatever else may enter now. I trust my willingness, whatever else may enter now. I trust my willingness, whatever else may enter now. I trust my willingness, whatever else may enter now. Thank you for what I've already received. Universe, I thank you for what I've already received. My Creator, I thank you for what I have already received. Love, I thank you for what I have already received. Universe, I thank you for what I have already received. May the course be with you. See you next time.
Woo! Thank you, God. I want to thank the producer.